Chase Briscoe joins us, our runner-up in tonight's race, driver of the number 29 Cooper Standard Ford. Chase, career best finish, unfortunately not a win for you. Just tell us about that finish. It was an incredible finish. You guys were banging door-to-door. And
yeah, I think that's about as close as you can get to winning. You know, obviously that was super close. I didn't know if we had him or not when the yellow came out. Obviously, I think everybody's still looking at replays, but overall, I think it was a heck of a race for the fans. I know it was exciting from my vantage point, and obviously, it was fun racing with Bell. Me and Bell are probably best friends. We have been for the past 6-7 years. So to finally be here racing with him, it's definitely cool.
Take us through those last handful of laps where there was some side drafting going on, you guys trying to get position on each other and set each other up.
Yeah, you know, I think both of us felt like the bottom was kind of the place to be on restarts. But, you know, I had that one on the outside, and I got by him, and then the yellow came back out, and we had the choice, and I wasn't 100% certain I didn't want the top just because you can suck people down and get on their door and get them really loose. And then that's just what happened there that last lap. I mean, I felt like I was sideways all the way through 3 and 4, and that's just part of racing. And how fast we're going here now, the draft's so big, and I think that's why you see guys get such big runs, and it definitely produces some exciting racing.
We'll take questions. Drew?
Hey, Chase. Drew Davidson with the Four Star Telegram. Are you surprised there wasn't more time between the finish and declaring Christopher the winner? Or, you know, it seems like they made it pretty quick.
Yeah, obviously, I want them to keep looking at it. But at the end of the day, it's obviously NASCAR's decision, and they're going to make whatever decision they felt right. So we just have to stick by it and just go to the next race and hopefully be ahead where there is no, you know, decision to be made.
John?
I saw just a little minute ago, I guess you were talking about how you were sleeping on couches not too long ago, and that's one of the reasons why you're able to kind of get over such a close finish like that. Can you just kind of explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so I was racing dirt sprint cars literally maybe 10, 15 times a year. About 2013, I moved to North Carolina, and I was literally sleeping on friends' couches and just volunteering my time at race shops. And literally the first race shop I started volunteering at was Brian and Bob Keselowski. And then it progressed to where I started volunteering at a team called Cunningham Motorsports in the ARCA series. And last year they let me drive for them full time, and we ended up winning the championship. And that's kind of how I've progressed to this point. So I never thought I'd even get an opportunity in a stock car just because I don't come from financial backing or anything. So to just be at this point is definitely a blessing.
Next question. Anyone else? Chase, final question. Does this give you a little more momentum? You get your career best finish here, that close to a win. How's it look for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I feel like literally every race we've ran this year, we've been in the top three at some point, just haven't been able to close it off. So to finally be able to put that whole race together and stay up front the whole throughout the race, it's definitely big. Obviously, this is our first race without our crew chief after the suspension. So to know that we can come in here and build that momentum, and honestly, it was a huge turnaround in practice. I think we're like 14th and 16th. So we were really struggling, and you know, to keep progressing and just keep fighting through it and to finally get second. So definitely you want to win, but at the same time, we just have to keep our heads up and keep going.
Congrats on a great effort.
Thank you.
Thank you.